Today we begin lesson 20 in the book of Rus, Perek Gimel, chapter 3. We're going to learn Psukim Yud Dalet and Tes Vav, 14 and 15. After Boaz speaks to Rus and says that he does plan to marry her, provided that the closer relative does not marry her, and they will take care of all that in the next morning. So now this is still late at night. So they stay up, they stay in the threshing floor for the entire night, and we move on to Pasuk Yud Dalet. Vatishkav, and she lay margalosav at his feet ad haboker until the morning, but quite early in the morning. Vatokam, and she got up biterem before yakir esh ish esreyehu. Yakir ish, before a man can recognize esreyehu, his fellow man. In other words, before the time of Misha Yakir, which is well before sunrise, so it's still dark outside. Now, why did she get up that early? Because Boaz told her to, as the next pasuk, as next words say, Vayomer, for Boaz had said to her, Al yi voda, do not let it be known, ki va ha'isha hagoren, that a woman came to the threshing floor. So the simple meaning is, Boaz is saying, leave now before anybody will recognize that you've been here, lest they see that when you're leaving from here. That's the simple pshat. The Medrash adds that it seems that there was a young lad who had been around the area, who had not left and was sleeping near the threshing floor, and he overheard the entire conversation that went on between Boaz and Rus. So the other way of learning is, Vayomer, and Boaz said to that young lad, Al yivanat, do not let it be known, ki vaha isha garen, that a woman came to the threshing floor. He said, nothing bad happened, and don't spread any rumors about what did happen. So those are two interpretations for this pasuk. Now, right before he's about to send her out, pasuk tesvav, Vayomer, and Boaz says, Havi hamitpachas, bring the kerchief, asher alaych, which is upon you, and you're going to need it. Ve'ocha ziva, and hold it up, and hold it. Vato chesba, and she held it. Now, what does he do now? Vayomod, and he measured sheish seorim. Now, this is a difficult clause. Six seorim. So what does seorim? Seorim literally means barley. What does it mean, six barleys? So you might think it refers to six saw, which is a large volume, six large volumes of barley. So Rashi says that cannot be. Rather, Rashi says that he gave her six small little barley corns. And he was hinting to her about that what would come out from their relationship would be, as the prophet Yeshaya says about the Mashiach, that there are six blessings said about the Melech HaMashiach, where the prophet says he will have a ruach, a spirit of chachma, wisdom. That's the first expression. Number two, ubina, and insight. Eitzah, number three, counsel, ugvura, and strength, and a ruach of da'as, of intellect, and six, v'yiras Hashem, and fear of God. So he is symbolically measuring out six barley corns to show her that what will come out from their relationship eventually will be the Melech HaMashiach. On a more practical level, the Malbim explains, and they're probably both true, that he gave her, the word sheish here means a sixth. Sheish, a sixth of a saw, which is a much more reasonable amount, which in the agricultural terms was a kav, and a kav is the amount of two meals. So he gave her enough food for two meals, and that would go into that kerchief where she would make it as a makeshift bag, as it were, and he was giving her food for herself and for Naomi for that morning, and he is showing her that that's the only food I have to give you. You don't need to take any more, because by evening everything will be resolved and you'll be my wife, and now you won't have to get any presents from me, and you'll have regular food, and so will Naomi have regular food. So that's what he's asking her to take, but he does not send her alone. Vayavo ha'ir, and he came to the city, meaning he went with her, obviously to protect her. And then we will see what happens the next day. Let's take a look at the questions over here. Question one, when did Rus get up? Rus got up before a person could recognize his fellow. That's before, well before sunrise. Number two, why did she have to leave so early? So nobody would see her and think that something not proper happened when she was staying in Boaz's threshing floor. Three, what did Boaz tell one of the lads who overheard Boaz's conversation with Ruth? He said, don't tell anyone what happened, and in fact, nothing really bad happened at all. Four, what does Boaz want Ruth to do with her kerchief? To take the kerchief, and this is going to be able to hold an amount of barley that he's giving her, and, well, those six little barley corns. Five, what two things does Boaz give Ruth? He gives her 1/6 of a saw of barley, and he gives her 6 barley corns. Six, why did Boaz give Ruth 6 barley corns? He is symbolically showing that from their relationship will come the Melech HaMashiach, who is blessed by as the prophet describes, he will be blessed with 6 virtues of wisdom, insight, counsel, strength, intellect, and fear of Hashem. Seven, why did Boaz give Ruth a kav of barley? A kav of barley is enough for 2 meals, one for herself and one for her mother-in-law. Eight, how much food is in a kav of barley? Enough for 2 meals. Nine, why didn't Boaz give Ruth more barley? Because he was showing her that she would not need any more. Also, it probably been too heavy for her to carry as well. But he said, you're not going to need any more. As we go into question 10, she wouldn't need any more because by nightfall, they'd eat breakfast, she and her mother-in-law. But by nightfall, she will be married to someone and will no longer have to receive any more handouts. 10, why did Boaz leave together with Ruth? So in order to protect her until she comes back to the city. Please review today's lesson and lesson 19 as well. Have a good day.